less chance of getting shot. I find sublime.
I like the Yuletide cheer.
I like liquor too.
I like a sugar plum.
Eggnog with lots of rum. How about you?
Hello everyone and welcome to a live Christmas edition of Come to Papa! Let's give a warm welcome to your host. He has a candy cane heart and a snowman's head, Tom Papa.
I like a Christmas song, can't get my fill.
But drunks at SantaCon, I just want to kill.
Trimming trees full of ornaments.
Loud family arguments. Might not be new, but I like it. How about?
I like it. How about?
We like it. How about you? Olivia Vessel, everybody. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Tom Papa, and thank all of you for listening out there in Radioland, and thank all of you beautiful people who came to join us live here at the Village Underground in New York City. New York, where you know it's Christmas because all the rats smell like nutmeg. Now, please say hello to the best announcer in the business, the talented Rick Chrome. Next time.
Thanks, Tommy. Tonight's show is brought to you by Kris Kringle's Candy Cane Christmas Condoms. Do you get really excited at Christmas time? Are you having a hard time finding a gift? Well, break out your Yule log and strap on a Kris Kringle Candy Cane Christmas Condom. Kris Kringle's Candy Cane Christmas Condoms, because at Christmas, the only baby you need is Jesus.
Rick Chrome, everybody. Now, please welcome our band, who decorate their gingerbread houses with Colombian cocaine, the Come to Papa Trio. It's the holidays once again. You can try and fight it. You can sneer at the carols. You can criticize the lights. You can act like it's the worst time of the year. But then you miss out. You have before you a month-long excuse to drink. A month-long excuse to eat cookies at every stop. Bad behavior of all kind can be excused with the simple, magical phrase, "It's the holidays." You threw up on the presents. It's the holidays. What's this woman doing in our bed? It's the holidays, baby. I know it can be hard to keep it going, especially as you get older. Life has a way of throwing stuff that gets in your way of finding the Christmas spirit. It mounts up through the years. Responsibility, bills, death. It's hard to sing about candy canes and reindeer when the bills are due. That's why some say that Christmas time is for children. And they're right. That's exactly what you have to act like if you're going to enjoy the holidays. You have to act like a child. You truly have to act like a child. But not just any child. A young, really dumb child. A kid so dumb that she can look at a dirty Salvation Army Santa on every corner and with her store-bought beards and think, truly believe, that every one of them is real. That's how you get the spirit. Be a dumbass kid. The kind who would love to write a letter to Santa, but can't because they can't spell Santa. A kid so dumb that when he thinks the dog is part reindeer. But don't laugh at him. This kid is filled with joy. You're walking around filled with stress, trying to fly from Atlanta, trying to put fires out in Scotland, trying to walk across a goddamn bridge. you're actually following the stupidity rule. You had a wonderful day. That's what I want all of you to do. I would like to write a new Christmas special and spread this message around the world. We'll call it Billy, the Christmas Dingbat. The boy who unlocked the magic of Christmas. And we'll all be better off for it. We have an amazing show for you tonight. We have some of my best friends in comedy. We're going to start it off with one of my favorites. We're good friends from Los Angeles. And by happenstance, we both end up here in New York at the same time. I'm so lucky to have him. And a great way to start off the show. A big round of applause for Dean Del Rey.
Tom Papa. Let's hear it for Come to Papa. Yes, the fucking band right there. Love it. Drug guys right there. Oh, holiday time. Holiday time's always weird for me as a comedian because, like, I'll go home for Christmas and my family would be like, "You still doing that stand-up thing?" Yeah, and I'm like, "You still cheating on Aunt Barbara?" Before I did stand-up, I used to sell motorcycles, and I realized something. Selling motorcycles is exact to selling drugs. Most people are going to die on them. I didn't care, though. You know, I needed the money. Like, the guy would be in there like, "I don't know about this." I'm like, "Yeah, you got it." I'm single right now. People think that's weird during the holiday times. Like, ooh, how lonely. It's great. Anybody single in here? Three people. The bass player. I like being single. The only time it sucks is like when I go to dinner parties because my friends will try to hook me up with their garbage can friends. Like, I'm at a dinner party, my buddy's like, "Dude, we got someone for you. You gotta meet Gina. She comes walking in. She looks just like me." She's like, "Hey, I guess we're hanging, huh?" I go, "Fuck you. I wanna hang myself. That is rude. I can meet her on my own. I got Craigslist." "What's wrong with you? You laugh on the inside? That's how you die. Just sitting there like, Craigslist." I was on Craigslist today and I was looking around. I saw somebody selling something for $3. What are you doing? Throw it away. $3, man? I don't want anyone to know where I live for $3. I was wondering how he even had the internet to put it up. Craigslist. That was the original online dating. You guys remember that shit? Like Misconnections? You ever read that stuff? It'd be like Trader Joe's. "I had a boner, you had a hat." Hey, what the fuck? I was wearing a hat today. Gross. What color's the hat? I don't online date. You know, I don't trust it. If no one's honest on there, they're all like, "I got a job," you know. I want an honest dating app, one where it's just like your photo and your credit score. That's all we need to know about anybody, right? You're like 340, gross. 340 lives in Jersey with herpes. 340 ain't using condoms, you kidding me? They're trying to pay off a jet ski from 1996. I feel like no one's using condoms since Trump got in, right? People are like, "Ah, fuck it. We're not going to be around long enough." Clap your hands if you use condoms. No one. Sold out show. No one. Not even the non-laugher. My buddy called me a couple days ago. He goes, hey, I met someone online and I got lucky. And I go, oh, you used a condom, right? He goes, nah, she was cool. That's what he said. She was cool. What kind of STD test is that? How does that even happen? What's the barometer for cool? Like, is he just about to go in? Then he's like, wait a minute. You like Radiohead? She's like, I love Radiohead. He's like, raw dog. I'm at a weird age. I don't date, you know, because I don't want to date a young girl, you know. They're like, Snapchat, you know, texting me over photos. They got like rabbit ears. Who's into that? Who's sitting around like, there you are, you silly rabbit? This guy's just staring at me like 1 foot away. It's so creepy. Like I'm performing on the subway platform. Poor man's jazz band. Hurry up. Change? I like it. Those shoes, though, man. Need to ride a bike here? Fucking weird. I like weird shows. Good shows suck. They're boring to me. I had a weird show in here last night. There was a guy sitting right here wearing sunglasses. Indoors. You know these dicks? He's just sitting right here. I'm laying into him like, you look like an idiot. What are you doing? And as I'm ripping on him, he raised him up. He had no eyes. What a dick. You don't do that to people. He laughed too, like, Tom was telling you, I live in L.A. I do live in L.A. Been thinking about moving out here, which is an absolute nightmare, trying to find a place, you know. First of all, my buddies are like, what about the winters? You don't know the winters. It's not The Revenant. You know, I'm not out in the woods like, I should have listened. The winters. Bought a jacket. No more winter. I've been looking for an apartment. It's an absolute nightmare. It's exact online dating. Like, you show up all excited, right? Like, all right. Oh, what the fuck? Oh, you don't look like your photo at all. You're all dirty and you got carpet. Oh, it's an older crowd. I think you should be able to test ride an apartment before you move in. Find out what kind of asshole you're going to live above or below before you sign a lease, you know? Because they always show it to you some bullshit time, like 2:30 on a Tuesday. Whole building's at the probation officer. Right, and the broker's like, this place is fantastic. Super quiet. You're going to love it. Fuck you. I just lived 5 years below a 91-year-old man. Every morning at 5 a.m., he would get up and ride an exercise bike. He's just up there. How long you need to live? You know what I mean? You're 91. Tap out. Like, if I was 91, I'd be riding a real bike in traffic, like, hit me! Any guys in here with a small dick? Any guys in here? Clap your hands. Fuck yeah. Honest man. Honest man. Look, your wife was like, I was gonna say something, but. Awesome. All right, guys, if you got a small dick and you've always wanted to send a dick pic, but you're a little shy or embarrassed, have one of these apartment brokers take a picture of your dick. It's going to look 8 times the size. Thank you, guys. I'm Dean Del Rey. Thank you so much.
Del Rey. Maybe you're looking for the complete New York holiday experience. Maybe you're tired of the regular tourist traps. Then maybe you need Mateo Lane's New York Holiday Adventure.
Hi, thanks so much. I'm obviously gay. I'm very over the holidays in this city.
As part of Mateo Lane's New York Holiday Adventure, you'll enjoy all the magic of the season. It's a perfect time to take in a show at Radio City Music Hall.
Radio City. First of all, no fucking way. Number one, the whitest, straightest show I've ever seen. Have you ever seen the Rockettes up close? First of all, they're all exactly the same size, marching across the stage like Aryan robots. And of course, the crowd loves it because they're all in their early hundreds from Toledo. I'd rather claw my eyes out with a rake. Next!
If Radio City isn't for you, maybe head across town to Broadway and take in a musical.
I love Broadway, but this is not a good time. Hamilton, first of all, they're on their 15th cast, all right? You can't even get tickets. It's ridiculous. Bruce Springsteen, give me a break. I'm not paying thousands of dollars to watch a guy who used to be in Springsteen mumble through a bunch of songs from the 80s and now SpongeBob the musical? I mean, this is a joke. Also, that's it.
I hear there's a new show about Cher.
Well, that's not really a show. That's just life. Next.
I would never know you're gay. Mateo Lane's New York Holiday Adventure. It's the perfect way to truly celebrate the holidays.
Will you stop saying the holidays? We all know you mean Christmas. You don't want to seem insensitive to other religions, but can we just stop pretending? It doesn't make things talking about it like Kwanzaa under a plastic menorah. It's actually insulting. Let's just cut the shit and accept it. It's Christmas time. Next!
Mateo's New York Holiday Christmas Adventure. Maybe you'll stay all the way through New Year's Eve.
If you think I'm gonna stand in Times Square and watch that ball drop, you are out of your fucking mind. That place is a mob scene on a normal day. People get there at 2 in the afternoon, stand there in a diaper all day eating trail mix from their pockets and peeing in cups. It's like a redneck's petting zoo. Fuck you. Next!
Or maybe we'll just stay in Mateo's apartment and experience Christmas like a real New Yorker.
Now you're talking. A $12 tree from Walgreens, some real booze, a drag queen who looks like Cher, and some Super Smash Brothers.
Mateo Lane's New York Christmas experience. Feel the magic.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Mateo will be back later in the show. And now please welcome Olivia Wessel, this beautiful, talented singer, Olivia Wessel. Give her a big round of applause.
Santa baby, slip a stable under the tree for me. I've been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you'll check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really do need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Oh, is Santa cutie? Fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany's. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. And I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. I'll be up. Hurry down the chimney tonight. front door's open. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Back door's open too.
Olivia Vessel, everybody. And now we're going to bring up a very dear friend of mine, another very talented comedian. I actually was the officiant at her wedding just like a month ago. I stood up there and watched her marry a fireman. Yeah, a real-ass fireman. So if there's one woman that's not impressed with you, it's Rachel Feinstein, everybody. Give her a big round of applause. Rachel.
Thank you. Keep it going for Tom Papa, everybody. Yes, good to be. I did just get married. Thanks. It was weird though, because like I was home visiting my parents. I don't know if anybody feels like this. When I go home, I'm okay for like 6 minutes. And then I feel strangely furious. And then I feel a terrible guilt about the level of active hostility that I'm feeling. And then I just eat a lot of bread. I just bread my way through the weekend. It's a lot going home. My mom is aggressively liberal. Like, she would have rather I married a Nigerian lesbian. That's what she wanted. She was praying one of us was gay. That's all she's ever wanted, just one gay kid. She was just sitting in the kitchen waiting, like, there's Coco if anyone feels gay and wants to talk about it. She's always wearing a lot of turquoise, my mom, just some sort of ridiculous Navajo celebratory brooch. And then she'll act surprised if anybody notices one of the insane things she's wearing. She goes, oh, I forgot about that. Isn't that fun? I'm like, really, did slip your mind? You have a Navajo graveyard covering your entire left breast. And whenever she visits me in New York, she always tries to bond with the cab driver and apologize for Trump. It's so awkward. She loves to read their name tag in a cab. She likes to like bite into an ethnic name and really honor it in this gross way. She'll be like, excuse me, Sarahanje. What a marvelous name. What region is that? I'm like, he's not a wine. He's a man. Leave him alone. The worst part of his day is that you have access to his name right now. She goes, I just want to say that I am so sorry for all the terrible things President Trump, she loves saying it like that. President Trump has been saying about Muslims. I'm like, that's not even the good way to say it. That was the evil Clancy way. She goes, we think Muslims are fantastic, Sarah Hunch. And you and any of your lovely Muslim friends are welcome in our neighborhood. He's just glaring at her like, I'm Sikh, you white bitch. Get out of my cab. She's like, you're welcome. Cultural bridge built. Who's next? I'm like, that was an active disaster. I want her confidence. She walks around horrifying people throughout her day. Just like, what a wonderfully inclusive quilt I'm weaving. I'm like, no, you've been a dick. It's been bad. And it was awful when I was trying to like get ready for the wedding, because I don't know about any wedding stuff. I'm not like a wedding twat. Not that that's a term, but I've made it one. I'm not a woman in that way. Like, I don't care about like flowers or things like that. And then my mom was no help. I needed like a controlling bitch in my family that was like, here's what you need to do. But I would call my mom and I'd be like, Mom, what do I do with like flowers? And she would be like, celebrate diversity. I'm like, that's not helpful. I'm like, what type of dress am I supposed to? She'd be like, women rock. I'm like, again, that's not gonna. But yeah, we would go to these like meetings to, and, like, I don't, again, I have no opinions and I don't know what I was supposed to ask. And the women would all have the same voice. This woman was like, so like, what's your plan? And like, what's your color story for the day? It's like the most preposterous voice. Like, who speaks like that? I can't handle it. She goes, what's your color story for the day? And I'm like, I don't know what that is. I'm like, do they have Jaeger? Is that... And she goes, well, just think about it like this. Like, what colors make you happy? Even that question is so infuriating. Like, who sees a color and it really turns their day around? Like, how dumb do you have to be? that you're having like a shit day and all of a sudden you see Periwinkle Blue and there's a new skip in your step like a Norman Rockwell painting. It didn't even work in like the 1950s. Like somebody would just be like, I'm clinically depressed until I saw that school bus. After seeing Canary Yellow, why I don't think I'll take my own life after all. For me, it takes so much more than like a color. It takes to turn my day around. It takes like a specific cocktail of drugs and compliments. And my husband can't compliment. He's awful. Like I, because a fireman. Like I walked down the aisle on our wedding day, and he was like, "Bringing it." I'm like, "That's not helpful. It's not gonna land." He goes, "They did a great job with the makeup." I'm like, "You're not even supposed to notice that." It's like, that's a terrible thing to say to a woman. Like, wow, they really created a good synthetic lie and plastered it on your face. She gives that lady a big tip from us for what she was able to do with you. Oh, he's awful with compliments. He doesn't know at all. And then she goes, so, and also tell me, like, what you want to do for your first look pictures. I didn't know what this was, but I guess before the ceremony, they make the groom stand in front of the bride, and then they slowly turn him around to make him, like, behold her for the first time. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm so embarrassed for whoever came up with that. I told him, I was like, when they turn me around, you should just be like this, like... Look at me like I'm, like, a bad omen. Just spit in a napkin. Like, my God! No Jewish. I was like, I was telling him, I was like, we argue sometimes, you know, like we don't argue a lot. Like I've had relationships where you can really trick yourself into thinking you're in a good relationship if you're watching a good series with that person. I always do that where I realize it's not the relationship. It's good. It's the TV show we're watching. I was with like a wild guttural alcoholic for like 4 years just because we were watching Breaking Bad. I was confused. Like a deep code red drunk. He was the kind of alcoholic that would just start glaring at a certain hour. He just kind of sway and he would like have an enemy in the room. And it was always the most confusing person. I'm like, you're having a face off with my elderly aunt. I don't think she's the issue. But yeah, we argue sometimes. Like one thing is like a little frustrating is whenever we hook up, like there's just too many instructions in our sex life. We always want to wear like a specific outfit or something. I feel like a lot of guys get turned on by something they saw around the time of their first wet dream. They're always trying to recreate that moment, like something a teacher was wearing when their dick moved slightly for the first time. Like you're never going to get back there. You know, like every time we hook up, he's like, can you just put on these corduroys and clap some erasers together? Like, all right, I'll work with you. He's like, I think I can get hard if you clap him at the right pace. He's like, shh, I'm getting closer. Just dress like a school nurse and ask me what I ate today. Shit, I came. You don't need anything, do you? I'm like, no, I'm all set over in my court. I'll just change out of my orthopedic nursing shoes and circle back with you in the living room. And he always wants me to do a sexy dance when we hook up. Like, I'll put on, like, lingerie or something, but I'm not going to do a jig. It's too ridiculous. This is not America's Got Talent. I'm not going to prepare a number for you every time we have sex. Finally, I just put on a bikini and I did the Charleston. He was disgusted. Just a slow Charleston above his... It's fully flaccid by the time I'd finished. I gave him a lap dance finally, but I think it was confusing for him because he was also singing a lot of Yiddish show tunes. I was grinding on it, but at the same time, I was going, your smile is my umbrella. How much is that doggy in the window? Ah, he was flaccid and weeping by the time his lap dance was complete. He's no longer aroused by women. Yeah, it was weird being home, too. I don't know if anybody has a parent on Facebook. It's very upsetting. My dad is extremely active. There's no more alarming feeling than seeing the green light next to your parents' name on Facebook. Like, and my dad's just knowing that Howie is really cooking something up. And his profile picture is so alarming. He's just sort of glaring into the distance. I'm like, why would he choose that picture of himself? He has this weird, hostile, vacant stare. And then he just writes these long, political, unstable rants. And he doesn't understand how to edit what he's written, so he edits by putting a comment beneath what he just wrote in the comment section. He'll be like, I'd like to apologize, but I'm afraid that in the passion of my earlier statement, I've misspelled the following words.
And then he lists the words and then likes his own comment. That's a lot to ask me to live with, to live alongside of. And then my mom likes to log in and use his Facebook. She goes, me and your father, we share an account. I'm like, that's not a thing. You either have Facebook or you don't. Dad has his own demonic page and that's his. She goes, well, I like to log into your father's account because I need to tell all your girlfriends when they look gorgeous in their photos. So it just looks like my dad is hitting on all my friends. Anytime any of my girlfriends post a picture of themselves, my mom will leap onto my dad's page and be like, my goodness, what a foxy figure you have, Lisa. I refuse to believe you just had a baby, not with that smoking hot fetching bod. You're a real dish. And there's my dad just glaring next to the comments. Chilling expression. It looks like he's seducing all my friends. So when I was home, I told my dad, I was like, I told that story on the Tonight Show, so I was like, I should tell my dad because I don't want him to like find it online. So I was trying to explain it to him. I was like, Dad, just so you know, I have a joke about you and your Facebook. And he goes, oh, that's great. I'll share it on Facebook. And then he just shared a link to YouTube.com. I hadn't even told him where it was located. He just shared the site of YouTube itself. He just kept violently resharing it and thought my work is done. All right, you guys, thank you so much. That's it for me.
Rachel was brought to you by candy cane flavor vape pens for toddlers. Those other vape pens pretend they're not for kids, but we're not going to lie to you. These nicotine-filled vape pens are marketed for your toddler because they're made for your toddler. Candy cane-flavored vape pens for toddlers. It's never too early to start a lifelong addiction. Tom?
Rick Chrome, everybody. Rick Chrome.
You know...
How long have you guys been married? How long have you been together there? Oh, you're not married. You're just traveling from Scotland. But not committed. Not yet. Do you live in the city also? Do you think you'll find something better than a fireman? Possibly. I don't think so. Staffer, you know a lot about jobs. What tops firemen?
I topped a fireman once.
There you go.
Top I knew that he looked,
staffer.
I knew he looked familiar. What a hose. You know.
It's the first time the guitarist has laughed all night.
Shall we?
Go ahead.
You know, folks. The holidays are fun, but it can be tough to figure out just how much fun you can have, especially at your holiday office party. To help guide us, we've asked our Don from Human Resources to help us out.
Hey, everybody. Merry, merry.
Thanks for coming, Don. So this must be a busy time for you.
Yeah, you betcha. You know, you mix alcohol with the workplace, there's bound to be a lot of troubles.
Mm-hmm. So what should people keep in mind?
Well, first, it's the holidays. You know, you just got to know how to handle yourself. Mm-hmm. But you also want to be social. Yeah. So you want to show your boss that you're not a total stick in the mud. So have one drink. It's Don's one drink rule. It's the holidays.
Yeah, and what if you're an alcoholic?
Then I recommend just a little drink.
Well, I mean, you mean something like non-alcoholic, like soda water?
No, you sissy. A real drink. You don't want them to think you're a nerd. Come on, it's the holidays. You don't drink, someone else does, you're not getting promoted. No.
Well, you're not recommending that they get drunk.
Now. No, not there. Concentrate on the pre-party.
The pre-party? You mean the party before the party?
Hey, you catch on quick. Yeah, the pre-party. Go to a bar nearby with some of your favorite coworkers. That way you can tie one on with the cool people and decide who you're going to shit on when you get to the real party.
Really? I'm not sure that's wise advice.
It's very wise advice. Not everyone in the office is cool. Remember, a party is much more fun when you're secretly ripping the shit out of other people.
See, I don't know about that.
But keep in mind, don't smoke too much pot.
Well, I would think you shouldn't smoke any pot.
Well, not at the party, unless your boss is cool. I mean, you can make some jokes about it, feel him out, like, hey, weed is legal now. Hey, see if he laughs, he takes it, then you can get high with him. But if not...
Yeah, but what if your company drug tests?
Good point. You're going to need some pee.
What?
A cousin, a baby. I use my grandma.
What?
Yeah, she thinks I'm collecting it for her cardiologist. Put a little in a squirt bottle, tape it to your leg, you're good to go. It's the holidays.
Wait, I'm sorry, but you say you work in human resources?
That's right, which reminds me. Listen up, everybody. You can smoke pot, you can get licked up, but even if you even have a little hanky-panky in the coat closet, but whatever you do, no dirty jokes.
Oh.
Take it from me, human resources. In 2018, words will ruin your career. There are a lot of pussies out there.
Well, thanks. That was Don from Human Resources.
Happy holidays, everybody. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Rick.
This is kind of funny. I just realized my next comedian is one of my very close friends who I also was the officiant at his wedding. Yeah, I'm not making that up. That was a really good one. I mean, I did well with Rachel, but yours had something special. Lenny Marcus, everybody. Please welcome Lenny Marcus.
Tom did do my wedding, and he's amazing at it. If you need somebody to do your wedding, he's the best. And that's why Rachel and I agree to do this show for, like, shit money. Because he's so fucking good at weddings. And we have those memories forever. Hi, everybody. Happy Hanukkah. Just me. I'm the token. Yay. You can all go home. I'm done with the holiday. My holiday ended yesterday, so now, bye. I'm done with Christmas. All of you from out of town, get the fuck out. I've had it. You're here from Minnesota to see the tree? Ooh, it's a tree. Don't you have trees in Minnesota? Yeah, you do. It's the same thing as that, so stay there. You're taking up too much room. There's too many fucking people here. Get out. Do you have a tree in your house? Yes, it's the same as that. It's just bigger. Like, if you think it's big enough, just get on all fours. Just go down really low and look up. Oh, the tree. Yeah, that's what it looks like here. This is such a Gentile thing, coming to see the tree. We got to go see the tree, Rockefeller Center. The Jews would never do that. Never do that. You go put the biggest menorah ever. We're not going to see it. No, you want to, hey, shalom, you want to go see the tree? No, nobody's seeing the tree. In fact, I mean, the menorah, nobody's going to see a menorah. In fact, the Jews, if you could light 8 buildings on fire in a row, the Jews wouldn't go see it. We collect the insurance money, but we're not going to see some stupid menorah that they built. There's too many people here now. It's chaos. Have you been down there on 50th Street? Chaos. Everybody, and you're all in love. See, you're still holding her. I love you. We came to New York. This is how they walk. I love you. I don't care if you're in love. Just be in love faster. Nobody can get around you. This is what's going on behind you. People losing their mind behind you. Go. Go. This should be a law. You got to put the girl in front of you, put your arms around her waist and crab walk everywhere you go, or put her on your shoulder, see other people in love. We're in love too. High five. High five. Let's go to brunch. High five. I was waiting for the bus one time. This happens twice a year. Spring, everybody falls in love in the spring. And then winter with the dumb tree. Everybody from out of town holding hands. I love you. Walking. Oh my God, I was waiting for the bus one time. This couple is holding hands, waiting for the bus. I love you the best. And he starts kissing her hand like this. And this city's so dirty, they're dead now. I'm sure of it. Yeah. Anyway.
The bus pulls up. The doors open up. Do they break hands to get on the bus? No. No, that's how in love they are. They go up the stairs together, sideways, up the stairs together, takes out his Metro card, pays for them both together. They go back to the seats together. They play kissy all the way across town. Now I'm going to puke. We get all the way across town. He's got to break her hand for 1 second to hold that door open for her. She goes flying down the stairs. Well, she was blind. But the point is, I don't know what the point is. Love is blind. Just, it's in there somewhere. Just crab walk everywhere you go, people. Now I've had it with this. What happened to my little, okay, there we go. I need those. Seasonal depression. I was standing outside a, we're going right there. I don't know what you guys wanted on the show. I'm standing outside my elevator and this guy's talking. He's like, I have seasonal depression. I don't like this time of year. I'm like, you know what? Maybe life is not for you. Because season, what is seasonal depression? We all have seasonal depression. Oh my God, chapped lips, flu shots, dark at 4:30. Fuck you, I'm depressed every day. What are you talking about? Welcome to winter, dickhead, you know? You go on Facebook, everybody's in Florida. It's so great down here. Holy shit. Pass the heroin. Everybody's, I'm sick of, why does that keep happening? I'm sick of the, oh, it's there's a breeze. I'm sick. I'm sick of depression. Everybody's depressed. I'm depressed. I'm depressed. My sister's like, I'm depressed. My sister's like fat. She's 50. She's got two kids. She should be depressed. I don't know what else to say. That doesn't sound happy. Woo! By the way, speaking of, I'm dying here. I don't know, for those of you who live here, is anybody else like just, you know, the dry heat is coming through your thing and now I'm pruning? I'm down to a prune now. I'm losing all the, I'm itching like a heroin addict every day. Apparently, New York, we did not invent, you know, like thermostats. You have your choice in your apartment. You could not turn the heat on and it'd be like, you know, it's like an igloo or like the devil's ass. Those are your two choices. And people are like, just open the window a little bit, right? They open the, you turn the heat on, but open the window. Now I have like a science experiment going on in my apartment. I go, like a hot air system coming in from the south with like a cold air front from Canada. Any moisture at all, I have a nor'easter in my living room, you know? It's just, if I turn on the shower, I'll come out, there'll be 30 inches of snow. My wife's like, what are you doing? I'm salting down the kitchen. Relax. You know, I'm like, no, it's hot. It is hot. By the way, my wife's always having a bad day. Talking about depression. She's not depressed, but she's always, nobody has a good day in New York. Seriously, not one good day. I go on the subway at like rush hour in the morning. Everybody's just sitting there like, ugh. Never once has been a good day. Never once has my wife come home and be like, oh my God. What a great day. This was amazing. The subway ride in the morning, somebody hit me in the face. It was great. The meetings all day. I know I'm home 2 hours late. Don't worry about it, honey. My lunch was cold. I'm sure you don't have any dinner for me. No, I don't. But I love you so much. This is great. Let's have sex. That's never happened once. We're all having a bad day. That's New York. And by the way, I have to tip everybody in this town. Let's talk about that for a second. How many tips, right? You're tipping your doorman, you tip, my kids gotta have tips. Like, tips. I gotta tip everybody? Let me tell you something. The only guy who doesn't get tipped, comedians. We don't get tips. I'm not gonna be standing on the door on the way out with a cup like, oh, that menorah joke, right? Am I right? No. No, nobody's tipping. I gotta tip everybody. This is a crock of shit. My doorman, there's like four of them, tip the doorman. No, they don't do shit. They don't even get the door. They don't even do that. That's the name of the person, doorman. I could be holding a flaming piano. The guy doesn't even move. He's like, hi, how you doing? What? I'm like kicking the thing with my foot. Open the door. My wife's like, get a thank you card, write something in it, put some money in there. I'm like, okay, I'll write something in there. Here's what every thank you card I'm writing has in it, okay? Dear doorman or whatever. I hate you, you suck, your work is trash. But my wife said to do this, so here's some cash. Thanks for nothing, asshole. All right, happy holidays, everybody. I gotta go. Thanks.
Lenny was brought to you by Santa's Pot Gummy Candles. Have you ever bought a last-minute candle for someone? You know it's lame. They know it's lame. It's lame. But not anymore. It's Santa's Pot Gummy Candles. It's a candle made of weed. Burn it. You get high. Eat it. You get high. It's made of pot. Trust us, you'll get high. Santa's Pot Gummy Candles. It will be the best shitty gift you've ever bought.
I don't want to put pressure on it, but how cool would this story be if you come to the show, you do the thing, it's the holidays, you fall in love, and then you decide to get married, and I come over. That's a good story. Not pressure, just something to think about when you're drinking your American bourbon. It's a hard thing to find somebody that you're going to really, you know... It's not hard to hook up with somebody. Like, it's... There's billions of people out there. If you're alone and you want someone, it's because you're picky. It's because you're really picky. Just lower your expectations. Everyone's disgusting. Everyone. Everyone. Everyone in here is gross. But that's what chemistry is. You find someone who doesn't mind your grossness. That's what love is. Finding someone whose flaws you can put up with. You ever take the first flight out in the morning, like the 6 a.m. flight, where you just wake up and you're just in a public place immediately? You don't know how you got there. You're not in control of your body. You're in security under fluorescent lights with all the... I love that moment. Because it's just a sea of people you could have woken up with. And you realize what a good choice you made. I was in line behind this old guy recently at security. I swear to God, early in the morning, he burped, farted, and sneezed. At the same time, just exploded out of every one of his openings. Just pa-pow! People scattered. Changed lanes. Changed flights. Went home and tried again tomorrow. His wife stood next to him. Didn't flinch. Didn't hear a thing, smell a thing, just stood there. She probably does the same thing. The two of them, every morning making coffee, just exploding like human tugboats. Pa-pow! The cat, pa-pow! That's love. These are the kind of stories I could tell at the wedding. Hey, you know, Rick Chrome is not only an amazing comedian and a great announcer, but he's also a great songwriter, and he has the longest off-Broadway
review.
Play. Review.
Review.
Review, not a play.
Not a play.
An off-Broadway review.
Musical for review.
9 years?
Going on 9 years.
Going on now. 9 years. Called Newsical.
Newsical to Musical.
And he created it. This is a real Broadway talent that we have sitting here. And he's going to share a little Christmas joy, Broadway style, well, with all of you.
Let's hope it doesn't suck. All right, here we go. All right.
In our little town, to keep the separation between church and state, our Christmas celebration here at school has been stripped of the greetings that we use, so we don't offend the Muslims, atheists, and Jews. So we offer this holiday song in the hopes that we can all get along. Let's have a happy, non-specific winter celebration. Let's hang whatever on a non-specific tree. Let's put up the mistletoe. It's pretty, I assure you, though it's not promoting Christianity. No, sir! Let's have a pleasant, vague, and different winter celebration. Greet all your neighbors, but be careful what you say, for people will not forgive a greeting that's insensitive by saying Merry Christmas! You might wreck the day. Don't display a nativity scene, and crucifixes are too graphic. Don't use words like Savior or Lord.
And don't say Jesus Christ unless you're cursing at traffic. Let's have a cheerful, uninspired winter celebration. Douse the menorah and chop down the Kwanzaa tree. Ban Santa from the malls and kick a reindeer in the balls. Cause symbolism's bad for you and me. Let's have a lukewarm, wishy-washy winter celebration. Don't deck the halls with something we might misconstrue. Or dress up your home's facade, but please do not refer to God. You'll piss off those who worship the ACLU. Keep your glee to a minimum, please. And please don't be so effervescent. Don't wish folks good tidings and cheer. You'll anger those who need to take an antidepressant. Let's have a so-so, non-specific winter celebration.
That's if you want!
But if you don't, that's okay too. Oh, it's that special time of year when we are all consumed by fear of motivating anyone to sue. So happy whenever to you.
Rick Crone.
And now it's time for our annual reading of Samuel Clement Moore's poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." And I'd like to bring back Lenny Marcus to help me out. Thanks for coming, Lenny.
Thanks. You told me it was a Hanukkah show. You know I'm Jewish, right?
Just go with it. "'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings all hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all safe in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads."
Look, I've been around a while and I know some food. I've heard of all the food. What the fuck is a sugar plum?
Mom in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. We haven't had sex in over a year. We're always so tired, and she's bored with my rear.
Or maybe it's just this little fact that you call going to bed a long winter's nap.
When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash.
Seriously, where do you live? Shutters, sashes? I don't even know what a sash is. Is that where you keep your sugar plums?
When what to my wandering eyes should appear but a tiny sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
Oh boy, here we go.
With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick.
I never understood why he was a saint. You Christians will make anybody a saint. My cleaning lady, now that's a saint. Saint Consuela, patron saint of filth. Love her, love her.
More rapid than eagles, his courses they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer, now Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen.
They sound like soaps.
To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound.
How your children are okay with the part of this story, I'll never know. You're describing a home invasion. Like, if I told this to a Jewish child, he wouldn't stay nestled in his bed. He'd be waking up his parents and calling a lawyer.
He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself.
Nothing about this bothers you. Nothing. Fat guy coming down a chimney, pedophile. Nothing could possibly happen. All right.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew, like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight.
No.
Come on. Do it, Lenny.
Happy Christmas to all.
And to all
a good night.
A good night.
Mazel tov!
A friend to all goys, Lenny Marcus. That was nice. And now please welcome back the very talented, the very funny, Mateo Lane.
you already know I'm gay. So, first of all, is anyone else gay or am I the only one? All right, three lesbians. It's late. I was in Montreal recently, and Montreal is a very interesting city because every time Americans go, we're always like, oh, it's France. It's just like going to France. I'm like, it's not France. It's Cleveland, and they speak French. Everybody's like, bonjour. We're at an Applebee's. But every time I go to a new city, I'm like, I'm going to do something fun. I'm going to enjoy it. I don't. I watch TV. And I'm currently obsessed with this show called Ghost Adventures. Has anyone seen this show before? No, guys, they're going on their 16th season. They haven't found a single ghost yet. Oh, the show is ridiculous. First of all, it's just grown men walking into an abandoned building going, what's that? That's the show. It's hosted by this piece of shit. His name is Zach, and he is so crazy. Like, he says to the camera unironically, he's like, my name is Zach. I'm a demonologist. Okay, like, first of all, my parents were disappointed when I told them I was gay. I can't imagine. Sitting them down and being like, Mom and Dad, I'm going into demonology. They'd be like, I'd rather you suck a dick. At least it's there. But this I know. Okay. All right. So, thank you. But telling you gotta watch this show. First of all, they have technology that makes no sense. They have a machine that texts ghosts. What? Like, I'm sorry, wouldn't the world know about this? This cannot be technology exclusive to the Travel Channel. And also, if we had this technology, we'd be using it for everything. We'd be at weddings like, we'll see what Nana thinks of your dress. I mean, an asinine show. I went to, okay, so Zach, he has... I'm telling you, you've got to watch this show. He argues with a light bulb for 45 minutes. Okay. No, he's so... Okay, one time he went to Romania. They're trying to talk to, like, 600-year-old ghost, right? He walks into Romania, tries asking for this ghost in English. He's walking around with a text message. He's like, how did you die? You're in Romania. Okay, so I went... I went to his museum. It's in Vegas. Don't go. $4 to $4 on Groupon. Do not go. It was a waste of time. If you've been to the Halloween section of Michael's Arts and Crafts, you've seen this museum. So I used to work at Michael's when I was straight. And I dated this girl, Francesca. She also worked there. And then I broke up with her in the yarn section. And I was like, Francesca to the yarn section, please. You know. No one was there. It was Bolding Polish Woman. Okay, so you walk up to the museum. You're greeted by the exact type of woman you think is going to work there. 45 to 50, white makeup, Hot Topic, Nightmare Before Christmas, the whole deal, right? And the first thing she says to you, she's like, before you come in, I'll warn you, you have to sign this waiver because people have said things have followed them home. I'm like, well, it better not be you. And... you are so bored and straight. What is your problem? I mean... are you going to catch the gay? Is this your friend? Is he foreign? Is this how he normally acts? No, just this is it. Where are you from? Alaska. Okay, so he's on meth. Good for you. An idiot. I, grow up. All right, so... oh, I was in Ohio recently. Is anyone from Ohio? Okay, please leave. So, the Cheesecake Factory of States. I was there, and I was there. Am I wrong? Thank you. Yes, Ohio. We have a brewery. So, I was in Columbus, and I was trying to go to Starbucks. I don't even know why I keep going to Starbucks. I'm like a battered wife. I'm like, he'll change, but terrible coffee. So I'm crossing the street, and then a car drives by, screams faggot at me, and it was probably you, but I mean, you know. Here's the thing. I get called faggot all the time. It's just, this is my very first drive-by faggot. So I'm just standing there, and all of a sudden it's like, right. I wasn't a sundress, but still, whatever, you know. God, I wish when I was a kid someone was like, you're gay, this is what you are, my life would have been so much easier. But I'm so full of Catholic guilt. I'm Irish, Italian, and Mexican, so I know. Well, that's why I look like a deli worker, but it's a weird combo. I know the gay thing throws you off, but just watch this. My friend! So, I know. It's weird. It's a weird look. That made you laugh. The racist thing. The racist part made him laugh. All right. God, I hate Alaska. Worst thought in Alaska. No, you're not. Okay, so, but I'm just so full of Catholic guilt. I mean, I'm literally the trifecta of Catholicism. Like, when I feel guilt for everything, when it rains outside, I'm like, yeah, it's probably something I did. I mean, and growing up, you know, it's everyone's like, you're going to hell. It's always a priest. A priest is like, you're going to hell. I'm like, you're in a dress. I mean, this is, first of all, there is nothing gayer than Christianity. Like, if you're a grown man and you tell someone, I'm a Christian, you're gay. And nothing's gayer than a Christian singer. Every song is like, I love him. Me too, girl. Love him. Cool. Great. He has risen. No one's going to mention Jesus is kind of gay. He's hanging out with 12 men and a hooker in Zero BC and not fucking her. That's who you are. This is so ridiculous. Bonsoir. Qu'est-ce que tu penses? Que je suis fou? Un petit peu. Est-ce que tu es Québécois? I'm so cultured. Thank you. Du Québec ou français? Are you French or from Quebec? From the Caribbean? Well, that explains everything. Answer, Tom. That's your answer. All right, cool. I have family in Italy. I love it. Who's been to Italy? Who's from Italy here? Anyone? Not Long Island. Big difference. No one. All right. So, no, I like Italy. Italy's the one place I can go. They look so gay. iPads were straight. But I look like I'm crushing pussy in Italy. And the word for gay in Italian is just gay with an Italian accent. It's just gay. So... You'll hear Italians be like, allora, mai visto questo ragazzo, ma mi sembra gay. You're like, I was in Paris and I slept with this French dude 2 years ago. And was like, good enough for me. So I flew out there and I really wanted to speak French. Like, okay, you guys all French. So I really wanted to like speak French. You know, I didn't want to be like the American and be like, bonjour, I have a question. You know, so the woman at the Ghost Adventures Museum. So same impression. Anyway, so I was in this pâtisserie and there was just me and the woman working there. So I was like, I'm going to prove to her that I can speak French. I just wanted a chocolate croissant and a coffee. So I walk up to her and she's like, bonjour. And so I was like, bonjour, madame. Je voudrais un croissant de chocolat avec un café, s'il vous plaît. And then she goes, that'll be $4.95. Good night, everyone.
Mateo Lane, everybody, Mateo Lane! Did you guys have a good time? Did you enjoy the show? You guys are an amazing crowd. We thank you so much. Another round of applause for the band. This really is my favorite show of the year, this Christmas show. I don't know what it is. I think it's you. I think you're different. You're different than June. You're a little different than, like, October. I know it's also stressful, but it's... You have to enjoy it. Like I said in the beginning, be stupid. Be stupid. I'm not kidding. This is hard what you're doing. It is hard. It's hard being a person. It's hard. Just being you, all this functioning, trying to make plans from Minnesota. Staffing, tomorrow, you're here drinking. Tomorrow, you gotta go sit and act like you're being trained by someone you don't respect. And you guys are such a puzzle, I don't even know where to start. And you're all going through it. We all are. But you're letting yourself off a little bit. You're filled with a little more joy, and that's what makes this show so great. And I really, truly, truly thank you for that. Yeah. And my gift to you is as another grown-up, another person, because you have to hear it from someone, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Do bad things this month. In a couple more weeks. Really. Eat shitty food. Eat cheese. If you never eat cheese, eat some goddamn cheese. If you don't smoke weed, try it. Try it. Do something weird. Don't go to work. Don't go to work. If anyone here tonight goes to work tomorrow, I'm not talking to you ever again. That's my gift to you, and I hope you enjoy it. We're going to close the show out with a great song, and I'm going to bring back the comedians. This is an amazing tune. It's a drinking song, really. Yeah. We're going to need your help. If you can catch up and you can dial in, come along with us. That'd be great. It's called It Must Be Santa, and it was written by Hal Moore and Bill Fredericks in 1960, and more recently Bob Dylan covered it. And it's a drunken mess. So
are you singing the first part, and we're answering you? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, well...
We should have had rehearsal.
I'll do it with you. Because I never know... I can sing kind of, but I never know where to come in.
And
you know where to come in.
All right.
All right, so it must be Santa.
So I'll do the...
It must be Santa from the top. We thank you all very much. If you can catch up, play it, and then go about your lives and enjoy the hell out of it. None of the comedians know this song.
No,
by the way.
I'm gonna do high notes.
No rehearsal.
Yeah, you do the whistle tones.
I'm warming up.
Yeah.
Let me warm up.
Oh, who's got a beard that's long and white? Santa's got a beard that's long and white. Who comes around on a special night? Santa comes around on a special night. Special night, beard that's white. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Santa Claus.
All right. Verse number two.
Who wears boots and a suit of red?
Santa wears boots and a suit of red.
Who wears a long cap on his head?
Santa wears a long cap on his head.
Cap on head, suit that's red. Special night, beer that's white.
Hey!
Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus.
All right. This is
perfect. We got a guy.
And who's got a big red cherry nose?
Santa's got a big red cherry nose.
Who laughs this way? Ho, ho, ho.
Santa laughs this way. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Cherry nose.
Cap on head. Suit that's red. Special night. Beard that's white.
Hey!
Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Santa Claus. Before we go on the next verse, let Mateo hit his high note. Who very soon will come our way?
Santa very soon will come our way.
Eight little reindeer pull his sleigh.
Santa's little reindeer pull his sleigh.
Reindeer sleigh, come our way. Ho, 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 cherry nose. Cap on head, suit that's red. Special night, beer that's white. Must be Santa, must be Santa. Must be Santa, Santa Claus.
Here comes the end.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen,
Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
Reindeer sleigh, come our way. Ho, 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 cherry nose. Cap on head, suit that's red. Special night, beer that's white. Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus. Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa.
Saw tonight here at the Village Underground. Dean Del Rey, Mateo Lane, Lenny Marcus, Rachel Feinstein, Olivia Vessel, Become the Papa Trio, and our announcer, Rick Crone.